Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Super Good Question. And we got to do a little recap because we had some friends air an episode of our podcast on their podcast.
What? They put a podcast in their podcast?
That's right. They yo-dogged us.
Chris and Jess from Now Serving. Do we call Jess or do we call her Trey Posh? I feel like we should call her Trey Posh.
I don't know her well enough to use her like Twitter handle. So I'm going to call her Jess for now.
I think it's like Trey Cool from Green Day. Like you, that's what you call him now.
Oh, okay.
what were their answers again? Okay, so
they had great answers to our question, our super good question. What comic book or what TV family would you want to be a part of?
Yes. And you've just come up with a new one. What comic book family?
Or cartoon family is what I meant to say.
Yes.
But Chris's answer was great. He said Sabrina.
Yeah.
The Teenage Witch.
Well, he also said Full House first, which I'm not down for. That house just seems like a...
No, wasn't there a laugh track on that show?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, I couldn't endure that.
That's part of it. You have to endure that.
That'd be torture. Yeah, they keep the laugh track.
No, that house was just like, there are too many people coming in and out all the time. Like, I would hate that.
No, he's right about the constant lessons, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Sabrina.
So squeaky queen and squeaky clean in your face all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sabrina. No, I would definitely want to be a part of that family for the magical reasons and implications. But also, I'd want to be adopted so that boning down on Melissa Joan Hart was still on the table.
If you were adopted, you don't get powers, you dumb. You're just a human in Sabrina's world.
They could teach me.
No, they can't. You have. It's like...
They could enchant me. I'd hang out with Salem, that cat, all the time. He was such a chill dude.
That's true.
He was always so sarcastic. He was like a real-life Garfield.
Yeah. Although talking animals freaks me out because of like the amount of times I've changed in front of my dog and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she knows too much. I don't want her to start talking.
Certainly, if your pet started talking, the privacy would become very much an issue.
Have you ever thought of the rat from Harry Potter and how fucked up that is that he was just a little boy's pet for so long?
Yeah. Watching the Weasley kids jerk off for years.
Yeah. What was his other one, though? He ended with, I think it was the OC, which, like, I don't agree with at all because they're just like a normal family, but with so much drama. I feel like you'd have to thrive on it to want to live in that situation.
Okay. What was Jess's answer? Or sorry, Trey Posh's?
Jess said Fresh Prince.
Yes. Amazing answer.
But she also said Friends because they make money. That is also not allowed because... You're mixing the actors and the characters, and you have to live in their world in this, and none of them made money, unless you were Joey for a bit.
They're not a family, also.
They are, though. Like, you... I feel like... Does it have to be a nuclear family?
We're talking, biological only.
Okay. You just said you wanted to be adopted into Sabrina's world.
Okay. Damn it. For that reason, I could also never be... part of Will Smith's family. You have to be. You can only choose. What I'm trying to say is, would I also be adopted by the Bankses,
right?
Or would I be part of their biological, their like Philip and Vivian's children?
Would you be the Fresh Prince, or would you be Carlton? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, Carlton's brother or Will's brother?
I think you're adopted. I think you're like the second adopted kid.
Okay.
It's just you. You're just hanging out with them all the time.
But I'm still white.
Yeah. I still think it's a sweet life.
Yeah.
I still think it's a good answer.
It'd be all right.
Yeah.
They're quite well off.
Yeah.
I enjoy golf. I think that was a thing Uncle Phil did.
And they were less heavy-handed with the lessons than the Full House crew, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't even think there was really a lesson on a lot of Fresh Prince episodes. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the like after school special lessons were few and far between, and there was just like sort of surface level lessons most of the time.
Yeah, Will got away with things.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Jess wins.
I say Chris wins. For Sabrina. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Polaroid Photos.
Don't shake them. That's a myth.
Damn it, Outcast.
We got voicemail.
Play it.
Hey, it's Jeff from Arguably Correct, man. Just listen to your video game sound podcast, and I can't believe you guys forgot the Mario sound from the Underworld. Na-na-na-na-na-na. That's like classic. How can you forget that one? Got so drunk one time, the only noise I could make was na-na-na-na-na-na. Keep up the good work, guys, man. Love your show.
Thanks, dude. It's not a sound effect, right? That's why?
Yeah, that's a theme song.
We talked about Donkey Kong music, though, I guess. I guess it's fair. If humans had a mating season that was 4 to 6 weeks long every year, how would it change the world?
Well, isn't the mating season... Like, what is the mating season, first of all, right now?
What do you mean?
What is the time humans go out and spawn? Is it springtime?
No, it's all the time.
I know, but what's the peak? Like, if you looked at the graph, like...
I'm sure it's spring, yeah?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Does it coincide with, what does Ari Shaffir call it? Cleavage Day?
Yes, Cleavage Day in New York City.
Uh-huh.
The first time that all the cleavage is out. Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Hmm.
So, but... I think,
but say it was limited to like our biological cycle.
Yeah, exactly. So you weren't even really interested in sex outside of the mating season. Yeah. And like if you think about like other animals, they go crazy in mating season. So yeah, that's
they do this like deer or like elk or something. Yeah. The rutting season.
Yeah.
Or like cats when they go into heat.
Yeah. These were all answers in the Reddit thread, but I didn't get too far in it because I didn't want to spoil this conversation. But deer and cats were like right up there as far as like examples of a crazy mating season that if humans had it, it would kind of fuck up everything.
Yeah, we'd have some like global festival.
Yeah,
where like, it was agreed that nothing got accomplished.
For, yeah,
like, a couple months.
Yeah, like probably like June, July.
Yeah.
Or something.
And there would be like purge type rules. Like anything that happens during the rut is like fair game. Like, oh, you beat four dudes to death with a brick? Oh, sorry. It was during mating season. Yeah. You know how things get.
I think like you might just be describing fire festival. I think maybe music festivals are just mating season for humans.
Yeah, in a way.
What about the time though that it wasn't mating season? Like it's pretty clear that the actual mating season is going to be something pretty crazy if the human one is at all like the animal one, right? But what about the rest of the time? Like
we'd be so advanced because of all of the time, it'd be like a tear down and then like a exponential rebuilding in between.
Yeah.
And then we'd purge it all every year or whatever.
I think we'd get really good at the mating season, though. Like, you're right. Like, we'd all just go into like a pod. Like, every major city would have like a dome, you know, that everybody goes into for mating season.
So
that,
you don't destroy the buildings and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all there when you come out.
You're just all like, kind of locked in.
We can resume work on the world again.
Yeah. And like the cleanup effort is like the rest of the year inside the
There's just a dedicated team that only spends their whole life in the dome cleaning up after humanity. Yeah.
And they get like
gross,
you know, first access to mating season or something.
That's the reward. No, I think of them as like the slave lower class.
Well, okay, we're getting really really out there.
They don't get to participate. It's just like we become really animalistic about like only like the fittest actually get to mate during the rut.
Again, we're just describing music festivals.
Man, I never looked at it that way. I don't know. I've been going to music festivals all wrong, apparently.
What is your favorite guilty pleasure TV show?
I'm probably going to have to go with Pawn Stars or Antiques Roadshow.
Okay.
Or...
There's a theme here.
What is that? Storage Wars.
Yeah, still on theme.
Yeah.
You just like junk.
Yeah.
You just like old junk in garages.
Yes, exactly. Flea market porn, I call it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You have a whole genre of guilty pleasure TV shows. Those don't have to be that guilty of pleasure, though. I don't think. I mean, a little bit. You should be a little ashamed if you're like, if you like really love those shows. But
Pawn Stars is pretty like lowbrow.
Pawn Stars is the worst offender on that list, I think. I think it goes Pawn Stars on the bottom, and then
as far as repeat content, especially.
Yeah. Or well, just like lowbrow.
Like, just like yeah, no effort television.
Yeah. And then Storage Wars and then Antiques Roadshow. Although effort wise, Antiques Roadshow is just they just film a roadshow, but I think it's cooler than Storage Wars to watch or well, Pawn Stars. Yeah.
Antiques Roadshow is definitely highbrow television because, like, there's real historians on there and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It's not just one, literally one pawn shop owner and his buddies.
They talk about provenance and things like that. And,
yeah.
And actually mean it. Yeah. Do you ever have a fantasy about taking something on Antiques Roadshow and then being like,
oh man,
it's millions?
Absolutely. Every time. Every time I watch an episode, I have to like go through all my possessions.
Have you ever been? Have they ever like done a Canada tour or anything?
I'm sure they have. No, I've never gone live.
So that's like your ultimate birthday present. I need to check into where the Antiques Roadshow is.
I don't know. I think it would be like
maybe
like you never want to meet your heroes, you know?
Yeah, maybe only if you had something you knew was worth a lot.
Yeah, I would. I'd like to get a guitar appraised someday and have it be worth millions.
Have you ever thought about trying to fake something and bring that in?
Many a time.
Yeah.
Trying to get on the roadshow with a with a known fake.
Yeah.
That's an angle. I mean, you can claim you didn't know. That'd be actually hilarious to take on like something you thought was like worth a lot.
Yeah.
But or like pretend you thought it was really
oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then find out that it was a piece of shit.
Yeah, just go in there with so much pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guilty pleasure TV show, I'm pretty sure you've called me out on it on the podcast before.
Oh, but you have so many. They're so awful.
Okay, what do you think?
I want to expose all yours.
Good, go for it. I'll start. The Ranch.
The Ranch. You watch Queer Eye.
Yeah.
You watch all those food shows.
Not all the food shows. There are food shows that I don't like. I'm actually pretty picky about my food shows. Although I do watch some of them.
Okay, which food shows?
I like Chopped.
That one's okay.
Yeah, see?
It's pretty good.
Not that bad. What else do I like food show wise? I can't think of any.
What about like the baking ones, the sweet?
No, I don't.
Fat fuck ones.
I hate those ones.
Okay.
Because they just make, if it's like Nailed It or something, I hate Nailed It. But if it's like good sweet treats, it just makes me sort of hungry. And it's not like they're not like hard to make or like interesting to make most of the time. You know what I mean? And like, there's no.
Yeah, I hate it when it's just like a fondant thing.
Yeah,
just molding fondant into different things.
Yeah. What was the other one you said? Queer Eye is pretty like low effort, you know, and it's like predictable, and you know, it's just garbage TV that I like. And but The Ranch is interesting because The Ranch is like,
oh, it's interesting as a study on.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I don't think it's an interesting show. Like,
it's interesting that a person with a functioning brain can get through an episode.
What is it that you hate about The Ranch most? Is it the theme of like country life as portrayed by millionaires, or is it,
I don't know enough about it. I haven't seen like enough of it to really critique it, but it's just awful. Writing wise, acting wise, set wise, it has a laugh track. That's all you need to know about any show in 2019. It has a laugh track.
Yeah. You're not down for a laugh track ever. What if they just like put a laugh track in a show that you love?
It's over. Instant ruined.
That is a really weird switch that happened. Like, you used to watch shows with laugh tracks because all of them had them.
Yeah. Society moved on.
We don't need to be told what's funny anymore. We need to actually laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But I do like an old, like a three camera sitcom, you know, where it's like your house is obviously cut in half and split open this way and we're all looking at a stage. Like nobody's fooled by this.
Uh-huh.
Do you only watch like documentaries?
Highbrow cerebral content, bro. I watch cartoons.
Yeah, there you go. I do love that stuff too, though, when I'm in the mood. Like a good David Attenborough, oh, watch it all day.
To me, that's more low effort because it's like just pretty pictures floating by.
The best part is the pretty pictures. Like some of the shots they get on planet Earth, incredible.
Yeah.
But, you know, also documentaries that make you think. I like those too.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite documentary?
Grizzly Man.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's also my favorite comedy, as Joe Rogan would say.
Yes, Grizzly Man, for those who don't know, is about a guy who tries to live with the bears and does it successfully a few seasons in a row, but then something happens. I won't spoil it. How about
any Werner Herzog? Like,
yeah.
He's my fave.
What did you think of Dear Zachary?
Do you like
the sadness porn documentaries?
No. Well, I do.
Yeah, you like, do.
I can't not watch them. But I don't feel good about them.
But you don't feel good about yourself after or about the world after?
No, I don't like that I like to be entertained by those things.
Yeah.
But in a way it's like it's not really entertainment. It's like your mind feels like it has a responsibility to find out what's out there.
Yeah.
So it can defend against it.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Most recently have been talking about the Michael Jackson one and how that's changed your world.
Yeah. Changed my enjoyment of thriller mostly.
We've done Can You Separate the Art from the Artist on the show. And we did that that documentary coming out, and in it I'm pretty sure you were defending Michael Jackson as like your main case study. So maybe you should go.
You can't argue with those baselines. No matter what anyone says, it's just,
I mean, yeah, if you think about it, like I guess he wrote it, but like there's a lot of musicians on there. Just say you're listening for them.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to toss their hard work out with Michael's bathwater.
It's really Toto you're listening to, though, so you should just become a Toto fan.
So true.